You know, we used to be a pretty big deal in Congress.
But today, Michigan's House delegation is in a rebuilding season. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
A new session of Congress has been sworn in, and for the first time in generations, none of our Michigan representatives are committee chairs.
For many, many, many years, the state of Michigan had outsized clout in D.C.
Let's start with now-retired Democrat John Dingell, who was the longest-serving congressman in U.S. history.
In office for 11 presidencies.
In the 1980s and 90s, as chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, he was widely considered Washington's third most powerful politician, behind only the president and the Speaker of the House.
And he used that position to benefit manufacturing, the auto industry, conservation causes.
And Democratic proteges. Republican Fred Upton later became chair of Energy and Commerce after Republicans took control of the House, and he also protected Michigan interests.
That was along with Dave Camp, who's now retired. He was chair of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee. Michigan members back then chaired a multitude of top-tier committees.
But their ranks are cleared now by retirements and recent limitations on how long members can serve as committee chairs.
Which means it's unlikely that Michigan's delegation will see the kind of power it once did anytime soon.
But Michigan's delegation is not without a rebuilding plan. Fred Upton still sits on the Republican Steering Committee. It's a little publicized group that decides who gets which assignments and which bills are going to be voted on for as long as Republicans are in the majority.
And they are, so that is a big deal currently.
Upton has just succeeded in getting another Michigan Republican onto the powerful House Appropriations Committee.
And so, second term, Congressman John Molinar from Michigan says he is going to make the most of that appointment.
We've lost a lot of seniority over the years, and we have new members coming in, which is good because we have an opportunity for fresh ideas in Congress, and that's always very positive.
On the Democratic side, Congressman Dan Kildee has also been deftly playing the influence game.
He is on the Democrat Steering Committee. He has also landed himself on the House Financial Services Committee.
And that is one of the so-called A-list House committees.
Right. These are ones that are so powerful, members cannot serve on another committee without first getting special permission from House leaders. Those committees, they are also some of the best positions to fundraise from.
The donations practically come to you. And like it or not, fundraising clout in D.C. matters too. Now, Michigan isn't bereft when it comes to seniority. In fact, Detroit Democrat John Conyers, he's dean of the House. But Conyers and veteran Sandy Levin are, well, influential, but also in the twilight of their careers.
Which means the focus turns now to Michigan's up-and-comers.
And it's critical to keep Michigan members on those steering committees that make committee assignments in hopes of one day having the Great Lakes State once again brandishing big gavels in the halls of congressional power.
Big D, so what?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.